This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners approved the new fiscal budget last night with some additional job reductions. They also saved the county's QRV paramedic program for 6 months. The final budget of $105 million does not include a tax increase. Look for more at columbuscountynews.com. A traffic radar system used by the State Emergency Management Office was reported missing from a bridge on Delco School Road Monday. The radar was inspected in May and found to be removed from the bridge without authorization sometime in the past week. The investigation is continuing. Charges are pending after a woman allegedly performed an operation on a dog at her residence, and she had no training, no veterinary supplies, or medicines. She then shared the process on Facebook. Animal Protective Services, the Sheriff's Office, and the State Veterinary Board are investigating. Someone broke into a home on Country Lane Friday, that's near Taper City. They allowed a family cat to escape, left a shirt, and didn't take anything. The Sheriff's Office reported that residents of the home found the door pried open and chest drawers open, but no property was missing. A shirt was found discarded in the residence. Someone had also driven through a nearby cornfield, causing about $500 damage to the crops. County utility customers need to pay their bills in person at the utilities office while new software goes online. The county recently upgraded its computer systems for the utility department, and the online payment system and draft payments are currently not functioning. If you're set up on an automatic draft, you still need to pay your bill in person because the draft will not work this month. The system is expected to be fully operational in mid-June. Developers will hold a meeting June 10th to outline a plan to build more than 4,500 homes near Lake Waccamaw. Advanced Land and Timber Company wants to build the homes on Old Lake Road, approximately 2 miles north of East Columbus High School. County Manager Eddie Madden told commissioners Monday that the developers have not yet contacted the county about infrastructure or other needs, as the project is in its earliest stages. They have, however, had the initial plan forwarded to the county commissioners by the planning board with a positive endorsement. The North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles is alerting the public about a surge in fraudulent text scams that are targeting residents. The scammers claim to request payment for fees, fines, or tolls, and may appear to come from the NCDMV. DMV officials said that they do not and will not request payments via text message. If you receive one of these scam texts, contact the DMV and contact your mobile carrier. You can also file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. Don't forget, this Saturday is the first time for the livestock swap at the Fair Bluff Riverside Farmers Market. For more information, call 910-833-4772. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.